Today is Wednesday, January 20th. What to know today about a historic presidential transition? We outline the Inauguration Day festivities to welcome President-elect Biden into the White House, and we'll tell you how President Trump is spending his final hours in office. Plus, new changes coming to the SAT. A referee is set to make history at the Super Bowl. And there's a new trend in baby names for a reason. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Today, Joe Biden will be sworn in as the 46th President of the United States. The Inauguration Day events start at around 10 a.m. Eastern outside the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. First up, Kamala Harris will be sworn in as the first woman, Black and South Asian vice president. Then at around noon, it will be President-elect Biden's turn. As is tradition, the Supreme Court's Chief Justice, John Roberts, will give the oath of office to the new president. Then President Biden will give an inaugural address. As Bloomberg reports, Biden will likely focus on healing the nation's political divide. And he'll also lay out his vision to tackle the many crises the country faces right now. Normally, hundreds of thousands of people descend on Washington, D.C. to watch the inauguration in person. However, this year, the crowd is much, much smaller than usual for obvious health and security reasons. So instead, close to 200,000 flags are planted on the National Mall, meant to represent those who are not able to attend. President Trump decided not to be at the ceremony today. It makes Trump the first president in more than 150 years to skip the inauguration for the president right after him. Instead, Trump will leave the White House around 8 o'clock this morning with a farewell tribute at Joint Base Andrews. Vice President Mike Pence will be at the inauguration, though, as will former Presidents Clinton, Bush, and Obama. There will also be quite a few celebrities taking part in the festivities. For example, Lady Gaga will sing the national anthem. Jennifer Lopez and Garth Brooks will also perform. And after the ceremony, President Biden and Vice President Harris will walk to the White House. Once the main event wraps up, there will be a virtual parade across America this afternoon that will include appearances by Jon Stewart, Earth, Wind & Fire, and the New Radicals. Then there's the famous Creative Coalitions Ball. More than 24 members of Congress are attending that one with celebrity guests like Ted Danson, Jason Alexander, Alyssa Milano, and others. And finally, some of the biggest names in Hollywood will be part of the primetime Celebrating America special. Tom Hanks is hosting, and other stars like Lin-Manuel Miranda, Bruce Springsteen, John Legend, Demi Lovato, Justin Timberlake, Bon Jovi, and the Foo Fighters will all perform. That one will air on every major TV network and social media channels starting at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Thousands of U.S. National Guard members are working security in Washington, D.C. today, but a dozen of them have now been removed from inauguration duty. Remember, the federal government has been vetting troops because of concerns about a possible insider attack. Well, Pentagon officials say they found out at least two National Guard members made threatening comments about politicians through text and on social media, and they may even have ties to extremist groups. The other 10 members were removed because of other problems during their background checks, like domestic abuse, ongoing criminal investigations, or outstanding complaints. That said, no other issues uncovered for more than 25,000 troops working to protect the nation's capital city on this Inauguration Day. For the first time, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the top Republican in Congress, publicly blamed President Trump for the Capitol riot. He said, quote, "the mob was fed lies and was, quote, provoked by the president." Still, he did not say which way he might vote in President Trump's impeachment trial. Remember, Trump was already impeached by the House for a second time, but it's up to the Senate to hear the arguments for and against it and decide whether to convict. So far, it's still not clear when that trial might start. But in the meantime, Democrats are expected to officially take control of the Senate today for the first time since 2015. And that's because the two Democrats from Georgia who won in those closely watched runoff elections, Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff, will likely be sworn in this afternoon, along with the Democrat from California, who will be taking the place of Senator-turned-Vice President Kamala Harris. Now, this means there will be 50 Democrats and 50 Republicans in the Senate starting later today, with Harris acting as the tie-breaking vote when needed. The United States officially declared China is committing genocide against Uyghur Muslims. And in one of his final acts as Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo hit China with new sanctions over it. Pompeo says China has imprisoned more than 1 million people, and he accused the country of forced sterilization, forced labor, and more. The Chinese embassy in Washington has called the allegations, quote, simply a lie, saying policies in the region are there as part of a fight against terrorism and extremism. The U.S. is the first country now to officially use the word genocide to describe human rights abuses in China's Xinjiang province. As expected, President Trump issued more than 100 pardons and commutations in the final hours of his presidency. Perhaps the most surprising of the batch was clemency for Trump's former chief strategist, Steve Bannon. You'll remember he was charged with defrauding political donors who supported building a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. And there are a few more well-known names on the list. For example, Elliot Broidy. He's a one-time top fundraiser for President Trump. He pleaded guilty to illegally lobbying the Trump administration to influence a fraud investigation. Plus the rapper and Trump supporter Lil Wayne, who pleaded guilty to a gun charge last month. There were also dozens of other low-profile people on the list whose cases were raised by advocates of criminal justice reform. Remember, presidents are allowed to give pardons to those charged with federal crimes, and it frees them from facing any more punishment. By the way, Trump also reflected on his accomplishments over the past 4 years. He released a pre-taped farewell address from the White House yesterday. In it, the president said, quote, "We did what we came here to do and so much more." Trump says this is just the beginning for him. He did not mention President-elect Biden by name, but he did say he wishes the new administration luck. All right, we have more news just ahead, but first, let's take a quick break because this episode is made possible thanks to MonkPack. Now that the holidays are over, it's all too common to set health goals that never actually stick. But MonkPack has found a way to make snacks that taste amazing and have close to no sugar. MonkPack Keto Nut and Seed Bars come in delicious flavors like pecan almond, sea salt dark chocolate, and my favorite so far, peanut butter dark chocolate. They're perfect for a quick on-the-go snack or breakfast without any guilt. Try it for yourself and you'll see. Get 20% off your first purchase of any MonkPack product by visiting monkpack.com and entering our code NEWSWORTHY at checkout. And MonkPack is so confident in their product that it's backed with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll exchange the product or refund your money, whichever you prefer. To get started, go to monkpack.com. That's M-U-N-K-P-A-C-K, monkpack.com, and select any product. Then use the code NEWSWORTHY at checkout to save 20% off your purchase. MonkPack, delicious, nutritious food you can count on. Okay, now back to the news. The grueling test most high school students take to get into college is now changing. We're talking about the SAT, and it's about to get simplified. The College Board says it's scrapping the essay writing portion of the test. It's also nixing the SAT subject tests. Those helped students prove what they knew in certain areas, kind of similar to AP exams. The nonprofit organization that administers the tests says these changes were already in the works, but the pandemic sped up the process. They want to try to lower demands on already stressed out students. So the subject tests will be eliminated in the U.S. immediately. The essay portion will stick around for everyone through June. After that, it'll only be offered in certain states and under certain conditions. The pandemic is apparently starting to influence new baby names. As the New York Times reports, parents are leaning towards especially positive, meaningful names these days. Names that signify hope, new beginnings, strength, and happiness all seem to be trending. For example, the site Nameberry says searches are up 40% for names like Zora, which means dawn, and Alma, which means soul. And BabyNames.com says names related to gods and goddesses have become popular because they represent strength and power. So you might start hearing more parents calling out for little Adonis or Athena. To be clear, these names are just trending in searches right now, so we'll have to wait and see how this actually translates to real-life babies. For the first time, a woman referee is set to officiate the Super Bowl. Sarah Thomas will make history next month when she serves as a down judge during the biggest game in football. The NFL says she was picked for the role because of her elite performance over the last few years. She's been with the league since 2015 and has officiated both regular and postseason games. In fact, she's already made history once before. NBC Sports reports she was the first woman to officiate any NFL game ever. That said, her career will hit a new high note next month. Super Bowl 55 is scheduled for February 7th in Tampa, Florida. Right now, it's still TBD which teams are in. A pair of games this weekend will decide who makes the cut. Netflix hit a new milestone. The streaming platform now has more than 200 million subscribers worldwide. That marks a new high for the company thanks to record growth in the last year. As you know, the pandemic inspired a wave of signups since so many people were stuck at home. In total, Variety reports Netflix ended up adding more than 36 million users in 2020. But as the AP reports, Netflix will face some challenges in the coming years, including more competition from other streaming platforms like HBO Max and Disney+. Scientists say they've unearthed a gigantic dinosaur fossil in Argentina. And get this, they say it might be one of the largest creatures to have ever walked the Earth. So far, bones from its tail, pelvis, and shoulder area have been uncovered. And based off the size of those, scientists think the dinosaur could have been more than 120 feet long and weighed more than 110 tons. That's more than 12 times the weight of an African elephant. Researchers think the dinosaur walked the Earth about 98 million years ago, stood on all fours, and had a super long neck and tail. Scientists are now hoping to dig up more of this new fossil. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, this episode is brought to you by 1010. You may have heard us talk about it or read about it in the New York Times, InStyle magazine, or Forbes, but we're excited to partner with them because 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful commitment ring. They're available right now, exclusively, on BlueNile.com. And when they're gone, they're gone. We all know that the diamond engagement ring is iconic. It's a timeless expression of the deepest commitment between two people. And with 1010, it's been beautifully re-envisioned in the hands of 10 modern designers working exclusively with sustainably sourced diamonds. So if you're on the hunt for the perfect, unique ring to wear forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out. Again, this exciting limited edition collection of diamond engagement rings just launched, and you can find it exclusively at BlueNile.com. Okay, now back to Work Wednesday. And today we're talking about how some companies are paying their employees to get a COVID-19 vaccine. For example, grocers like Dollar General, Trader Joe's, and Aldi all say they'll give their employees up to 4 hours of pay to get vaccinated. Reuters reports Aldi is trying to set up on-site clinics at its warehouses and office locations. Meanwhile, the grocery delivery company Instacart is offering its workers a $25 stipend so they can take the time off and get the COVID-19 vaccine. The companies say their employees are frontline workers, so it's important for them to get the shots as soon as possible. And they're not alone. Forbes reports Amazon has also offered to vaccinate its workers on site in some states. Walmart is also prepping its pharmacies to dole out vaccines to employees as well. TBD if other companies will follow suit. Keep in mind, not all of these employees qualify for shots just yet. It depends on where they live, and it might also have to do with their age or whether they have any pre-existing conditions. If you want to know exactly who's eligible right now where you live, check locally. They can vary from county to county. All right, thank you so much for tuning in today. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.